Christian Voice is an organisation which I suppose does it what it says on the tin, or does it? Because they tweeted a couple of days ago, they tweeted this in response to the news that Tom Daley had failed to qualify for the 10 metres final. This was a tweet, and I'm reading it word for word. Turning gay doesn't seem to have done Tom Daley any favours at Rio 2016. Well, let's talk to the author of that tweet, Stephen Green. He's National Director of Christian Voice. Stephen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Not a very Christian tweet, was it?
Well, it's got everybody going, hasn't it? I tell you, I think...
Well, you probably wanted that, didn't you?
Well, I'm amazed at the response that I've got. I've been criticised by J.K. Rowling, no less, but the Archbishop of Cranmer website, Baroness Barker in the Lords has climbed on their back, so, I think the problem is that...
you got the reaction you wanted, then?
Well, it's a heady mix, isn't it? Daly's failure in the medals and his homosexuality, and he's held up as such a gay icon. The gays really feel I've attacked one of their own. And
well, you have. I mean, you have done is you have said that he failed to qualify, partly because he's gay. I mean, what do you expect people to think when you say something like that?
Yeah, I mean, it could quite easily be taken like that. Look,
how did you want it to be taken?
Now, I believe that by walking away from the gay network, by renewing his mind, as the Apostle Paul puts it, Tom Daley would do better. That's just my belief. I don't expect the serried ranks of gay Twitter users to agree.
It's got nothing to do with gay Twitter users. It's just, it's a bit like that some American preacher was going on about how, of course, if you're gay, you're more likely to be flooded. And then it turned out that he was flooded himself, which probably told us an awful lot about him, didn't it?
It probably did. Less about the truth or otherwise of the subject he was talking about. I also wish, for good measure, if you're really going to have a go at me, I wish Daley would shut up about starting a family with his fiancée. Two men can't have a baby. Somebody should tell him quietly that a woman has to get involved.
So people who adopt children, they can't have a family either, because there's no sort of sexual act taking place there.
They can, but of course, one of the things that we're concerned about is forced adoption, where the courts strip children away from their parents for no reason whatsoever, and give them to other people. And there's some massive injustice going on, and I really wish your station would get onto it.
Well, we have talked about that in the past, and I'm sure we will again. But when you use phrases like this, when you say at the end of your article on your website, Tom Daley was seduced into sodomy by an older man not long after the untimely death of his beloved father, you don't need a degree in psychology to work out what's going on there. What is going on there?
Well, I think it's very significant that he fell for this older guy, Dustin Black, and just after his, not long after his father had died. And I think it was a terribly sad thing. I think his dad did so much for him, and I see Dustin Black as being a replacement father figure for him.
Well, who are you to judge? I mean, that may or may not be true, but what's it got to do with you?
You have loads of people on your radio station who have opinions about this and that. You don't have a go at them having an opinion. It's just my opinion. I think that the Black...
But it's not a very... Look, you call yourselves Christian Voice. You haven't really sounded very Christian in this conversation.
Look, being a Christian isn't going around saying hello flowers, hello trees, and buying alcoholics a drink.
Well, I actually know that. I do know what Christian means. I think I know what it means better than you do.
It's about standing up for the truth. And I've been hearing that two of our great women's hockey team are married. No, they're not. They're gay married.
No, they're married.
A man can marry. A man marries a woman.
No. Under the law in this country, they are married.
Despite what the law says.
Despite what the law says. I love that. No, no, no.
The others are gay married.
You may not like it, but the law has changed, and the people of the same sex are married. I have a marriage certificate saying that I'm married to my partner.
Look, I don't
really care whether in your eyes you don't think I am or not.
Well, I don't know whether this marriage certificate says that you're married to a man or a woman. I don't know anything about you. But I mean, it's not none of my business unless you want to bring it.
I'm none of your business, but Tom Daley is.
Well, look, he's all over the press. He flaunts his homosexuality all over the place. We are entitled to call him in about it.
But the fact is, this tweet says, turning gay doesn't seem to have done Tom Daley any favours at Rio. He actually won a bronze medal.
Yeah, he did.
And that was despite his homosexuality, was it?
That bronze medal, Dan Goodfellow, his partner in the synchronized diving, was airbrushed out of the pictures.
Yeah, disgracefully.
Of the Daily Mail. It was all Tom Daley this, Tom Daley that. Well, actually, he was expected to win a gold medal in the individual event in the Olympics, and he didn't. He came last.
Yeah, and he failed. He failed because he didn't perform on the day. It's as simple as that. We all have off days. He had one then.
Who knows what was going on in his mind, but I'm just saying that if actually he did turn away from homosexuality and turn to Christ, he would do
You're a bit obsessed with Tom Daley.
Eh?
You're a bit obsessed with Tom Daley.
Well, I only posted, I only put the tweet out on Saturday.
I know, but you've done quite a few since. I just don't see why you would do that, apart from wanting to gain notoriety.
No, mate, no, come on, it won't stick. We did an article in December 2013 about his newfound gayness and with this character.
I just can't think why you're so obsessed with Tom Daley. People will have their own theories, I guess.
2013, and this is now, and you say, I'm obsessed. You'd better say I'm obsessed about Israel.
How long have you been so obsessed with Tom Daley?
Eh?
How long have you been so obsessed with Tom Daley? Is it something you can grow out of?
Not obsessed with him. I did an article
sound a bit
on
to me.
December 2013. I've done an article on him today.
You've been doing a lot of research on him.
We've actually done a lot more articles on the injustice of social services, on GM crops, on the situation in Syria, on Islam, on Jeremy Corbyn, on the Labour leadership, on the Conservative leadership. You're not saying we're obsessed about that.
No, but we're talking about Tom Daley, and I just don't understand what you hope to gain apart from notoriety with this sort of tweet. Why is it that you call yourselves Christian Voice? Because to my mind, you should be done under the Trade Descriptions Act.
nice try. No, people have...
Well, feel free to argue against it.
Yes, a nice try, but people have sent us to send us subscriptions to gay...
Stephen, surely if Christianity is anything, it is about spreading love. Now, you may not approve of homosexuality...
No, Christianity is about faith in Jesus.
And his message was one of peace and love.
His message was one of repentance. The first words of his ministry were, "Repent ye and believe the gospel." Not go around being, not encourage sinners in their sin. No, he didn't say that. He said, "Repent." And that's what we're doing.
Well, I think we probably all deserve a little bit of repentance. But, Stephen, thank you very much. That's Stephen Green, National Director of Christian and inverted commas Voice.